Moses shall walk in
Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on. About your works.
About your works.
because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord our God is good, he is great, and his truth endureth unto all generations. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Light of Portland. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black. And as always, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to ride with you in your car, sit with you in the living room, hang out with you in the dining room, chill with you in the bedroom, wherever you are. It is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure for you to worship with us tonight with the Light of Portland. We're just grateful to God that you chose to come and worship with us, and we are just blessed. Tonight, July 30th, is the 212th day of the year. We have 153 days remaining until December 30th. God has been good to us. In spite of what we're going through or we've been going through, the bottom line is God is good. And so we're just grateful tonight for what God is doing in our midst. Have a few announcements that I would like to share with you about some things that are happening right here in our city. And I hope that you find yourself there, amen, where you can be a partaker of the events. We want to give honor to God and to all of those that make this platform possible. To the Butterfields, Bishop Stephen and Bishop Ann. Ann Butterfield, and to our friend and sister, Pastor Sherelle Pennington. What an honor, what a joy it is to be able to labor and work with you, my brothers and sisters in the Lord, as we advance the kingdom of God, as we tell others about the goodness of Jesus Christ. We're so grateful, we're so thankful to all of you. I just want to tell you about an event that's happening here in the city of Portland. The Coalition of African and African American Pastors will be presenting their annual Soul to Soul event. This event will be August the 25th from 6 to 8 p.m., and it will be held at the Alberta Abbey. That is at the Alberta Abbey, and I'm getting the address for us. The address is 126 Northeast Alberta, and this will be from 6 to 8 p.m. They're inviting us to come celebrate Black resilience and uniqueness for a captivating sit-down cultural discussion. Explore the rich cultural history of the African and African Americans through thought-provoking conversations, pivotal moments, and inspiring speakers. Foster unity and empowerment in our community through dialogue and shared experiences. So this will be on Friday, August 25th from 6 p.m. at the Alberta Abbey, 126 Northeast Alberta. And then on Saturday, the 26th at Alberta Park from 11 to 4, you can come and be entertained by live music, dancing, food, vendors. Come out and enjoy our people in our city, in our community. That's August 25th and the 26th. Also want to invite you to St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church will be having their symposium. Want to make sure we are there. That will be on August the 12th. It is the third annual Healthy Living Symposium, Saturday, August the 12th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. St. Paul is located at 8101 North Fisk Avenue. They will be there talking, and you can get a mammogram. You can get your blood pressure checked. You can make yourself a bike smoothie. They will be collecting needles and old medication. They'll be giving out free haircuts. There will be a tour of an ambulance, fresh produce, backpacks, clothing, shoes, groceries, and more. This is August the 12th at the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You don't want to miss this event. So I want to encourage you to make your way out to St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. Then we want to invite you to the new Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church as we celebrate our 39th church anniversary. That will be August 19th and the 20th. August 19th, Saturday, we will be in the yard giving away backpacks, books to black and brown children written by black and brown authors. We have over 200 books that we're going to be giving away. So if you have a reader at home or you have someone that you're trying to encourage them to read, come get books written by black and brown people for black and brown children. That is Saturday, August the 19th. From 1 to 4 p.m., we will be at 3605 Northeast Mallory. And then join us on Sunday morning at 11:30 as we conclude our celebration. Our guest speaker will be Portland's very own Dr. David Wheeler. And that's Sunday, August the 20th at 11:30, again at 3605 Northeast Mallory. Can I give you a save the date? Well, I have something for you to save the date for. St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, Women Under Construction Part 4. Yes, they will be having their Women's Conference September 22nd through the 24th. It is a $25 registration fee. This year's keynote speaker will be Prophetess Laura Porter from Temple, Texas. We will hear from Prophetess Porter on the Light of Portland before she gets here so that she can just share with us and we can get excited about hearing her speak to us. We have at the workshop facilitator Pastor Deborah Kimbrell of the Unity Family Church of Vancouver, Washington. Yours truly will be conducting a workshop. This is all on Saturday. The conference psalmist is Johanna McCoy. You don't want to miss Friday night, our candlelight praise and worship service. And then on Saturday, our breakthrough conferences will begin at 10 with a continental breakfast. And the conclusion of the matter will be a worship experience on Sunday, September 24th at 10 a.m. So those are our announcements. And again, if you have something that's going on at your church or your ministry, you're doing something and you want the community to know about it, you want the Light of Portland family to support, just send the information to me at gssmbc@yahoo.com. Well, it is that time that we come together. Greater St. Stephen's, for the past 21 days, we have been fasting and praying, and we're just seeking God for what it is God has for us as a ministry and what he has for us as individuals, a way of communicating and talking to him, sharing with him. And as I stated at the beginning, we are almost halfway through the year of 2023. And we have family members, we have friends that need the Lord. They need to hear from the Lord. They need salvation. They need healing. They need deliverance. They need restoration. They need a confirmation. Some of them are looking for signs and miracles, and they don't really know how to search for it and how to look for it. And stuff that they thought that they could count on, it went away. It's gone. It broke, or it got destroyed, or it didn't last as long as they were anticipating. But I'm a firm believer that God never fails. God is always, he has always been good. He will continue to be good. He has always been faithful. He will continue to be faithful. He has always been a provider. He will continue to provide. He will not leave us, nor will he forsake us. And so tonight, Light of Portland family, I want to open up these lines so that we can pray on these airwaves tonight. We know of family members that are sick in their bodies. The scripture in James tell us that those that are sick must call upon the elders, and the elders must pray the prayer of faith. Tonight, I'm making this line an elder. Amen. I want us to open up the heavens. Get on your phone. If you feel the Spirit of the Lord leading you to pray, we're going to invite you to pray with us on tonight. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and you will be brought live to pray. We're just going to pray until that 9 o'clock hour, and we're going to beseech God to have his way in our lives, to move on our behalf, and to let his will be done. So after this song, we will just go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. If you feel led to pray, press 1 on your phone, and we will bring you on live to pray.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it. Wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. Woo! Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do, 'cause we need to move. Woo! We need to move.
Can you shout that out? We need to move.
We need to move. Yeah. We need to move.
Calling up on your great name, Father God. What an awesome God you are. God, you're from everlasting to everlasting. You're the great I am. You're the bright and morning star. We come to give you honor. We come to lift up your holy name, Father God. Lifting up your holy name in prayer. Thank you for this opportunity, Father God, just to tell you how much we love you, how much we need you, Father God, that we're diligently seeking after you, Father God. And we thank you for every opportunity that you give unto us, Father God, just to cry out unto you, Father. Father God, because no other help we know. What an awesome God you are, a God from everlasting to everlasting. And we thank you, Father God. Thank you for your love, and we thank you for your tender mercy, mercy that's new each morning. And Father God, we will continue to call upon your great name because no other help we know. And Father God, we thank you for this evening, Father God, this evening, Father God, to tell you how much we love you, Father God. Father God, that we're diligently seeking after you, Father God. Father God, you're holy and you're righteous, and you're calling for your people to become holy and to become righteous, Father God. So, Father God, tonight we pray that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that you cleanse us of pure heart and renew a right spirit within us, Father God. Because, Father, we don't want to continue to grieve the Holy Spirit any longer. We want to live according to your will, your purpose for us, Father God. Truly to be the people to praise you, Father God, praising you for all that you have done for us and everything yet to do while we're on this side, and the people to worship you, Father, for the only true and living God, a God that's all-knowing, all-seeing, and all-powerful. You are truly the great I am, and Father God, you are the great creator. You created heaven and earth and everything that's within. And we say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that we can be in this world but not of the world. We continue to say no to the world, to the flesh, and to the devil, because we know the God that we serve, the only true and living God. And we give you honor this night, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this journey, a journey that's bringing us home to spend eternity with you, Father God. If we don't turn to the right, don't turn to the left, but continue on, Father God, to hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Father God, we thank you for being a way maker. We thank you for being a promise keeper. We thank you, Father God, for being a miracle worker. And we thank you for being light in the darkness, Father God, that we, your believers, no longer have to walk in darkness, but shed in a marvelous light. And we say, thank you, Father God. Thank you for your holy word, Father God. Your holy word that we can have within our hearts that we won't continue sin against you, Father God. Your holy word is a lamp unto our feet. Oh, and a light unto our path that we no longer walk in darkness, Father God. Father God, we continue to pray that we truly humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our sinful ways, Father, because we need for you to hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal this land. Oh, Father, this land in such need of a healing, Father God. Father God, in your word, you said, blessed is a nation whose God is Lord. We're your believer to know you as the Lord of this nation, the King of the universe, and we honor your holy name, Father God. Father God, we're just thanking you for everything that you're doing in the season, and we continue to pray, Father God, that you don't do it without us, Father, because we need a closer walk with you, a closer talk with you, Father God. Oh, Father, that we can get more and more of your word rooted in our lives, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for your living word, Jesus. Oh, how we thank you for Jesus, that he's still interceding on our behalf. His blood still covers us, so when the enemy look our way, he don't see us, but he see the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for the covering. We thank you for hiding us under the shadow of your wings. And Father God, we pray that we do according to Micah 6 and 8, that we love mercy, do justly, and walk humbly with you, our God. Oh, Father, what a mighty God you are. We just love you with an everlasting love. And, Father God, we will continue to look towards the hills from whence come our help. Our help comes from you, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray.
Gracious Father, Lord God, it's once again I come as humbly as I know how, Father God. First, thank you, Lord God, for giving us your very best. Oh, God, we thank you for Jesus, the Christ, the Son of living God. Oh, God, how we bless you, Father God, for this another opportunity, Father God, just to praise you, Lord God, just to lift your name on high. God, we thank you. We glorify you, Father God, because this is a move, Father God. Move by your spirit, Lord. Move by your spirit. Let your Holy Spirit move right now in the name of Jesus. God, we claim it being done, Lord God. Oh, yes, God, we have been fasting, Lord God. We have been praying, Lord God. We've been praising you, Lord God. Move by your spirit, Lord God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, let the airwaves, Father God, tonight feel your presence, Lord God. Let it move, Father God, from room to room, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Father God, for another opportunity, Lord God, just to lift your name on high. God, you're an awesome Father. Lord God, you're worthy, Lord God, of all our praises, Father God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of that very same. I say move, Father God, mightily in this place right now in the name of Jesus. Let thy will be done, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, how we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for what you have done and what you're yet to do in this season, Lord God. Oh, God, be glorified tonight, Lord God. Be glorified, Lord God. Let your spirit, Father God, move in every place, Father God, that's under the sound of my voice tonight, Lord God. Let your spirit move, Father God, in every home, Father God, even in the hospitals, the jails, Father God, the prisons, Father God, in the White House, Father God, all the way down to our house, the Black House, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Be glorified, Father God. Feel the atmosphere, Father God. Feel the atmosphere, Father God, with your presence, with your spirit, Lord God. Oh, Father God, let us shake somebody off of the couch right now. Let us stir up somebody's gift right now in the bed, Father God. Let us stir them up while they're driving up and down the highways and the byways, God. Stir up the gift tonight, Father God. Move, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit fill this place, Father God. Oh, God, I feel your presence right now. I'm just moving all around me, God. I say thank you, Jesus. I bless you, Lord God. I will bless you, Lord God, at all times. And your praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul make a boast in you, Lord God. The heart you hear the of and be glad. Oh, magnify,
glorify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. God, you're an awesome God, and you are so worthy, Lord God, of all our praises. We can never praise you enough, Lord God. We can never bow down at your feet enough, Lord God. We can never lift up holy hands enough, God, for all the things that you have done and doing in our lives, our loved ones' lives, Father God, our church members' lives, Father God. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord God. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord God. Morning by morning, brand new mercies we see. God, we thank you for brand new mercies today. God, we thank you for your healing powers. We thank you for your saving powers. We thank you, Father God, for forgiving us of our trespasses. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Father God, all night long, Father God, with your angels encamped all about us. All night, all day, God, you have kept us, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God, at all times. All in the name of Jesus, I say, have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way right now, Holy Spirit. Use us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We are merely empty vessels, Father God. Fill us up, Lord God. Fill us up, Lord God. Let your love light shine, Father God, bright, Father God, as a beacon on the hill, Father God. Oh, Father God, help us, Father God, to be about your business, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify you, Father. We honor you, my Lord. Oh, for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Nisi, Lord God, you're everything, God, to us, Lord God. Everything we need, Father God, we can find in you, Lord God. Oh, God, what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, God, we can bring all our cares, Father God, all our woes, our hurts, our pain, our sicknesses, our diseases, Father God, and we can lay them at your feet, Father God, because you are our healer. You are our deliverer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you, Father God, we can find safety, Father God, under the shadow of your wings, Father God. Hide us tonight, God, and we will be protected, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, how we bless you, we will praise you, we will give you the highest of praise. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty. Oh, God, you reign supreme. I thank you, God, for being the head of my life. Oh, God, you are everything to me, everything, my best friend, Father God, I have found in you. Lord God, I love you tonight. I love you because you first loved me, Lord God. You laid your life down for me. Oh, God, when I think of the goodness of you, Lord God, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, for all the things that you have done and doing in this season. Oh, God, be glorified tonight. Be glorified tonight. I pray, God, not just for my family, but the whole United States, the whole wide world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because, Father God, our neighbors, Father God, are our brothers and sisters. God, we pray for our neighbors all over the world. Oh, God, let us be able to help somebody along the way. Father God, then our living shall not be in vain. In the matchless name of Jesus the Christ, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah, Lord God. We continue to bless you tonight in the presence of the sovereign and almighty God. Father, we give your name the glory. We give your name the honor, and we give you the praise. Father, we bless you now continuously, Lord God, because your name is greatly to be praised, oh God, from the rising of the sun this morning to that going down of the very same sun, Lord God. We give you the glory and the praise. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to praise you yet again for who you are. We adore you, Lord God. We stand in awe of you. Lord, we thank you tonight for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for your precious promises, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. We thank you for your everlasting power, Lord God, and your love, Lord God, your unfailing love, oh God. Father, Father, we honor you tonight for this opportunity to set ourselves in agreement with your word. You said, Lord God, if there be any sick among us, let us call for the elders of the church. Well, Lord God, the pastor has ordained this line, Lord God, to be, Lord God, an elder. So, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we set ourselves in agreement with your word. And, Lord God, we speak your healing, Lord God. We speak your deliverance, Lord God. Father, we don't know the cause of what it is that makes our bodies go through sometimes. But Lord God, we come to the great physician tonight. And Lord God, we bless you. Lord God, we honor you. Lord God, we give your name the praise. You are our healer, Lord God. You are our redeemer, Lord God. You are our way maker, Lord God. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God. Thank you for your unfailing love, Lord God, and your kindness to us, the children of men. Oh, that men would praise you tonight for your goodness and for your wonderful works to us, the children of men. Lord God, we are in your presence, and we know we're in your presence. And since we're in your presence, we give your name the glory, Lord God. And Lord God, when the praises go up, Lord, let your blessing of healing come down, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lay my hands on myself. Hey, if you on the line tonight and you got a loved one, hey, if you got an ailment tonight, lay your hands on yourself and begin to pray the prayer of faith. He is our healer. He is our redeemer. He is our way maker. Father God, we call on you tonight to do what the doctors cannot do. Lord God, heal our bodies. Heal our minds. Set our feet to dancing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we praise you. We give your name the glory. Father God, tonight when we get off the line, may we anoint ourselves, Lord God. May we praise you now, Lord God, for what you have done. Because, Lord God, you are moving across the land. And we are privy to be a part of the move, Lord God. So thank you for your healing virtue, Lord God. Thank you for the power of your anointing, Lord God. Thank you for your love and your kindness, Lord God. We just bless you tonight, Lord God. Father, for your glory, hey, for your glory, show yourself mighty. For your glory, show yourself strong. For your glory, show yourself right here, right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak against heartache, Lord God. We speak against migraines, oh God. We call them out in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we lay our hands. We speak against these kidneys, oh God. You gave us these kidneys, Lord God, and we need these kidneys to function, Lord God, the way you designed them to. Lord God, as long as there's breath, oh God, there's still hope, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we call out diabetes. We call out high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm going to be bold enough to call out breast cancer. I'm going to call out every cancer in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood over it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Loose your people. Loose your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let your healing flow. Let your love flow. Let your power flow, Lord God. For your glory, Lord. For your glory, Lord God. Father, we give you the name, your name, the glory. Before we see anything, before we feel anything, we will bless you, Lord. We bless you at all times, Lord God. For your praise will continually be in our mouth, oh God. Our souls, hey, make our boast in you, Lord God. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, we magnify you right now, Lord God, for your healing virtue. We magnify you, Lord God, for your saving power. We magnify you, Lord God, for your saving grace, Lord God, for every unloved, unsaved loved one tonight. In the name of Jesus, I heard the pastor say your word, say it. Go out to the highways and the byways and compel men to come. You came to the house of Israel, but they wouldn't receive you, Jesus. So you told us to go out. Now, Lord God, not only those on the outside, we are praying for those on the inside, Lord God. Let your saving power come, Lord God. Set our house on fire, Lord God. Father, I invoke the spirit of praise in the presence of the Almighty.
sovereign, everlasting God, because you alone are worthy to be praised, Lord God. If you want it to be done, Lord God, it is done, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we love you. Lord God, we praise you, hey, because you are a miracle-working God. Father God, the psalmist said, when my hair is gray, hey, Lord, I color it sometimes, but my hair is gray. He said, don't forsake me, Lord, but let me live long enough, Lord Jesus. Woo! Let me live long enough to tell this generation about the goodness of God, about your power, Lord God, about your saving grace, Lord God, about your miracles, Lord God. And Father, send a revival and let it begin in me. Lord God, I must decrease that you may increase, that somebody can receive their healing, that somebody will receive their blessing tonight, that somebody may see you, Lord God, for the very first time in the name of Jesus. Father God, the water was troubled, and the man said, I have nobody to put me into the water. But Lord God, tonight I proclaim that as Jesus is passing by, we won't need to go into the water, Lord God. But by faith, oh God, I know you hear me when I pray, Lord God. So I pray in the name of Jesus that your healing virtue, Lord God, is flowing, Lord God, from the top of our heads, oh God, to the soles of our feet, Lord God. And Lord God, I hear your word saying, who hath believed? I report, hey, I believe you, Lord God. I believe you, Lord God. I praise you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. And I honor you in this place tonight. But Lord God, you have honored me with strength to call on the name of the Lord. So Lord God, I bless you. And I give your name the glory. I give your name the honor, Lord God. I give your name the praise, because greater is he that is in us tonight than he that is in the world. So Lord God, have your way tonight for your glory. Everything I've said, Lord God, I call it all joy. I count it all joy, Lord God. I call it on you, Lord God, and I count it joy to be where you are, sovereign God. You are the lily of the valley, and you're the bright and morning star. Have your way, Lord God, in the lives of your people. Touch now, Lord God, the mindset. Transform us, Lord God, by the renewing of our mind. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord, you said we have the mind of Christ. That's what Paul said. So, Lord God, since we have the mind of Christ, let us walk in his mind, his mindset that did what you told him to do. He came to die for us tonight, so we're not going to sit down on him tonight, but we're going to give him the glory. We're going to give him the honor, and we're going to give him the praise. Because he's worthy to be praised tonight. Lord God, we love you. Lord God, we thank you. Lord God, we receive of you the move that you're moving in our lives and the lives of our children, the lives of your people, Lord God, and the touch of everything that we have. So, Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everything, everything concerning our lives, Father. And we pray that your perfect will be done. Lord, we love you. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. And we give your name the praise in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And Father, we will bless the Lord at all times. Let your will be done tonight, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship him. Lift your hands and bless him in this place.
Your simple song. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, yes. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve. Come on, y'all gotta come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah. Didn't we simply say, you deserve. Real simple, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord. You deserve it, Lord, yeah. All of the glory, yeah.
All of the glory, belongs.
Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory, belongs.
Y'all got it now, come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Father God, tonight we have come before your presence because your word tells us that man ought to always pray. And so, Father, we align ourselves to your word that was spoken on tonight, and we stand in agreement with every prayer, prayer of healing, prayer of salvation, prayer of deliverance, prayer of restoration, prayer of revival. Father God, we agree tonight, and we thank you, Father, for the prayers of the righteous, prayers that have been prayed silently, prayers that have been written down tonight. God, we know that you see all, you hear all, and you know all. Father, we know that there's nothing too hard for you, and God, you never fail. So, Father, tonight we lift up those prayers to you, Father, as a sweet sacrifice, a sweet offering. Let it be a sweet-smelling savior unto your nostrils. Father, we ask that you would make haste. Come see about your children in the north, south, east, and the west. Send forth your deliverance power, your healing power, your restoring power, and restore to us all that the locusts and the cankerworms have eaten. God, we thank you tonight for every home that's on this line, for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. God, I pray that you move mightily on their behalf. I pray, God, that they would begin tonight to see signs and wonders, tonight have visions and dreams and revelations of your will and your way. God, bless each home tonight. Open up the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings we have not room enough to receive. Bring forth your will in our lives, and we won't stand in the way. We will humble ourselves, and we'll say, yes, Lord, lead us, God, as we trust you all the way. Give us an obedient spirit. Give us a praying spirit. And give us a spirit that will wait patiently on you. God, we love you tonight with an everlasting love. And we appreciate you for being so good, so kind, and so gracious. We pray tonight, Lord God, that if there's one on this line has never confessed Christ as their Lord and Savior, maybe they're listening. They didn't call in, but they just so happened to be in the living room or the dining room or in the car with us tonight. And they're saying, who is this man named Jesus? Who is this God that you serve, that you got folks praying and crying on his name? If you've never received him tonight, we pray tonight that you would open up your heart and that you would confess with your mouth that God gave his son Jesus to die on the cross for the remission of your sins. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of his glory, but the good thing about it is God is the God that forgives us. And when he forgives us, he takes our sins and he throws them into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. He never brings them up again. And so all you have to do tonight is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. And the Bible says you are saved. So you ain't got to go nowhere. You ain't got to flip no pew. You don't have to turn no cartwheels. All you have to do is open your mouth and believe in your heart. And tonight, my brother, tonight, my sister, you are saved. And I want you to know if tonight you made that confession, the angels in heaven are rejoicing, and we, your brothers and sisters, are rejoicing because another soul has been added to the kingdom. So, Father, save our lost tonight. Save our brothers and sisters, our sons and our daughters. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you, family, for joining us tonight for the Light of Portland. I hope and pray that something has been said tonight. I hope the prayers blessed you. I hope the prayers helped you pray. I hope the prayers helped you find your voice in the kingdom. I hope your praise have been, I hope the prayers tonight have brought healing to your body. We pray tonight for all of those that are in need of prayer. Pastor Sherelle, we're praying for you tonight, my sister, praying that God will heal you right now, that he will take away the pain right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I just need all of you all to lift your hands up in the air to God. Not only Pastor Sherelle, but Sister Vicky tonight needs healing. Stretch your hands up in the air, everybody, everybody. Stretch your hands toward the heaven and say, God, heal tonight. God, heal tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for joining us for the Light of Portland. And until next week, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he make his face forever shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he keep you as the apple of his eye. I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
What you say now? What you say now? What you say now?